And now it's time for some of your comments. Last week, we interviewed Ray Bradbury, the science fiction author, about NASA's mission to Mars and the president's vision for space exploration. Several listeners took issue with Mr. Bradbury's enthusiasm, among them Daniel Sopko of Dallas, Texas, who writes the following. Steve, damn you. You did not ask how Ray Bradbury thinks we would pay for Bush's trip to Mars. Is he willing to increase his taxes, or my taxes, to pay for it? Is this more important than funding national health care or fighting HIV? Richard Briette of New York City was taken aback when we interviewed a Louisiana woman about the president's State of the Union address. We asked about the woman's views on Iraq, and she mentioned that a relative was at Ground Zero on September 11, said that because of that she supports the administration's foreign policy. Mr. Briette writes, wouldn't it seem both fair and responsible to follow such a remark with a question like this? You feel this way in spite of the fact that there is no relation between Iraq and the 9/11 attacks? If you'd like to share your thoughts, please write to us at watc@npr.org. Please, tell us where you live, and this is important, include your phone number, and tell us how to pronounce your name.